Hello. This is Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. I am the host, and this podcast episode is my therapy session for the week. Now, this week, normally what I have been doing is walking to therapy. You know, really getting some of those thoughts out, releasing, getting some air before I go into therapy. Clear my thoughts so that I could be completely open for therapy. However, it has been like a fucking hot sauna outside in these Colorado streets. So I took an Uber to therapy, but I did walk back, and let me tell you that walk back is like a open hot sauna. Okay, so that is why you may hear my fan running in the background. It's too hot to record outside. I'm still like catching my breath from being outside, because it's been about an hour. I usually record straight out of therapy, and it just was not working. High school kids were getting out of school because there's no AC in the school. And then, you guessed it, ambulance, which is another thing. Luckily for me, I record myself when I'm out. So that ran into ambulance. So I was trying to record on the way back, but it didn't work out that way. It worked out better. So, moving along, after therapy thoughts, some things that I noticed in therapy is that I get stuck. I just get stuck even in therapy sometimes while discussing. And because of that, I know this is just something I need to work on. Eventually, you know, really letting go is like, and surrendering is a process for me. It's going to continue to be a process. So I just know I have to be patient with myself. But it came up because of me getting stuck. And then this is a thought that I had within myself. This is not even with the therapist, because of course we did our normal breathing exercises, meditation in the beginning for about 10 minutes, and then we started talking. So I know when I come into therapy, I've already did my meditation, but nonetheless, I am learning just to go with the flow. But I mentioned getting stuck in therapy because every time that I would build rapport with the therapist in our session, I noticed she would kind of like roll her eyes like, I knew you were going to say that. You know, that whole like, you're so wise. And at first I was like, you know, I was in my feelings about it, because I was like, why is she looking like that? And then I had to remember, she's a therapist, and I'm definitely not trying to do her job. So I have to really learn to listen, sit and listen, because I don't want my energy to be misunderstood as rudeness or trying to cut someone off while they're expressing. We did touch a little bit on unconditional love versus conditional love, and how that led to narcissist behavior within myself, and her letting me know that everyone has narcissistic traits within them. It just needs to be at a healthy balance. So that is another thing, along with unconditional lovers, conditional love, that I want to further explore in this podcast, a little bit more, unconditional love versus conditional love. And narcissists and narcissistic behavior. If you have previously checked out the blog website that I did have running, I briefly discussed that a little bit on there. But we did talk about that and how it's okay to have narcissistic traits, but just keeping it in a healthy balance and learning that context is everything. Context is everything because that's like your environment, right? It allows you to analyze your environment from the bigger picture. And even though when you realize that context is everything, it doesn't always change everything. But it's just a factor that you're always looking at the bigger picture. And because of that, I don't always look at the bigger picture. I only do that to benefit me. So that was something else that came up. And because of that, it led to me. I came in this time with my guns. Like, hey. There's some things I probably, my soul was ready to talk today. So I mentioned how I had came across this word erratic behavior, and like unconditional love and conditional love, this was a word that I've always heard, but I never really applied it to me within myself, my inner self, my higher self, my lower self. I never applied that within myself. And I told her how this last week, because of the love that I received, I realized how that makes me erratic at times and how I need to fix that and deal with that. So, and with all of that, to fix all those things, along with escaping all of these things with multitasking. Multitasking is not a trait that is not, it's not as good as we all are led on to believe. And as a true Gemini, someone who has a Gemini stellium when it comes to astrology, tropical astrology, it's hard. And I'm just really learning that a lot of chaos and shit that I've involved myself around is because I've been running around erratic, like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to control everything. So I'm learning, y'all. I'm learning, and I'm really embracing and accepting myself, the good and the bad, and learning that it's okay just to be. And so therapy ended with still continue the heart focused breathing, but getting more into a routine of that, and also ways to express my gratitude. But she has a particular gratitude exercise ritual that she wants me to do. She indeed called it a ritual. She emailed it to me. I have to look it over. I want to familiarize myself of it before I introduce you guys to that as well and speak about that in future podcasts to be. So be on the lookout for that. So I really just want to say thank you guys. You know, I'm showing a lot of gratitude. I hear the growth and I see the change, and I'm hearing the reward in my effort and learning to be okay and just be. So this is Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. And this is part one to After Therapy. Okay, part two. So basically, I just needed to fix my glasses or whatnot. Anyways, part two. So after therapy, just rounding, you know, just finishing up, you guys. Again, another thing was, like I said, another thing was she She did talk about Trump again, but this time, I know, y'all like, damn, why is she always talking about Trump? We were just, you know, talking about things that makes our anxiety go up and our paranoia, and she just brought up Trump. And in a coming from a free Masonic matrix type of energy, she kind of comes off agent-like when she starts talking about Trump. But when I get over that, because my therapist doesn't even realize I'm in therapy, but I'm using therapy in a very spiritual, therapeutic way. In a sense that if I heal it spiritually, I want it to reflect in this mundane world. To where this mundane world doesn't even bother me. To where I'm spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically stable. But when she brought up this Trump thing again, I immediately saw myself like, why is she doing this? Why is she doing this? And on the inside and on my way home, and even now in this moment, I said, that's the reason why she keeps bringing up Trump. This is to show me compassion. This is to shut me up. This is to get me to stop talking too much. And I just looked over my notes, so I wanted to be sure to add that in, because I know I had mentioned that I really need to just learn to listen, but it didn't hit me until today that I gotta work on compassion and recognizing and being okay, you know, with letting other people have their space to talk, because I'm not always aware that others need to talk. I just always see people like they're so, you know, I'm so stuck off, so selfish in my own world that sometimes I don't even realize or I'm aware that other people need to talk too. And I'm not just talking about talk, I'm talking about like deeper feelings. So my Gemini ass just need to hush sometimes, really. So as a part of all of that, I say I am really accepting self-healing. I'm really out here doing the work, and I'm really realizing that in the midst of all chaos, that peace is everything. And with that being said, my heart is on my heart for some changes that are really coming up. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be real intimate to me. It's definitely going to be very therapeutic and a release for me. And I just hope it resonates with you guys. Because I don't even like know. Like, it's so personal and intimate. And I just feel so good about it that I'm trying to figure out the right way to present it and to receive it to the world. But I definitely want to do it here on podcast form, because I feel like my listeners, you guys, y'all just don't know that even the fact that you are listening, what it does for me. And I really am here to be a service of help, no matter what it may seem like. I'm really here to share my story in hopes that it resonates with you, and it helps you and it motivates you and it inspires you along your spiritual journey. So again, closing out, this is Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. And that is it for this podcast episode. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.